This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday secured deals with Vietnam on semiconductors and minerals during his visit to Hanoi. Reuters' Zachary Goldman has more in this report.
The strategic Southeast Asian nation promoted Washington to Hanoi's top-tier diplomatic status alongside China and Russia. The U.S. has been pushing for the upgrade for months with a strategic nation in the contested Indo-Pacific region.
Today, we can trace a 50-year arc of progress in the relationship between our nations from conflict to normalization.
Biden praised the upgrade at a news conference, noting the dramatic change from a half century ago when American soldiers fought a brutal war in the country.
Reuters' Zachary Goldman. President Biden also talked about the earthquake that hit Morocco.
I want to express my sadness by the loss of life and devastation caused by the earthquake in Morocco. Our thoughts and prayers with the people of Morocco and my friend King Mohammed VI, I should say, and my administration, including Secretary of State Blinken, who's here with me today, is working with Moroccan officials.
Emergency crews in Morocco working to rescue survivors. More than 2,100 people are confirmed dead. That number is expected to go up. A 3.9 aftershock hit on Sunday. Relief workers faced the challenge of reaching the worst affected villages, which are in the High Atlas, a rugged mountain range where settlements are often remote and where many houses have crumbled. Airstrikes killed at least 46 people and injured dozens more Sunday at a Khartoum market, according to local activists there. It would be one of the deadliest single attacks in the nearly 5 months of war in Sudan. This is VOA News. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog has warned of a potential threat to nuclear safety from a spike in fighting near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine. More on this story from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said its experts deployed at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant reported hearing numerous explosions over the past week in a possible indication of increased military activity in the region as Ukrainian forces continue to press their counteroffensive. There was no damage to the plant. IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi warned in a statement issued late Friday he was, quote, deeply concerned about the possible dangers facing the plant. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Also from Ukraine on Sunday, a Dutch ultra runner completing his run from Amsterdam to Kyiv to raise funds for charity and demonstrate just how close the Ukraine war is to Western Europe.
I'm very happy. I'm super proud. It's also a bit unreal because I thought this run was never going to finish. But now I'm standing here after 51 days and there's so many support joining us. So it's incredible. I'm very happy.
He started on July 22nd, ran the 2,500 kilometers in 51 days, the aim to raise money to buy ambulances that the Dutch charity Sails of Freedom will take to Ukraine. Ecuador's government has announced that it will spend $3.4 million on reintroducing 12 endemic bird and turtle species that have disappeared from an island in the Galapagos archipelago, where Charles Darwin developed his theory of evolution. The project, funded with government money and donations, will also seek to weed out invasive rodents and cats on the island of Floriana, according to the Environment Ministry of Ecuador. Well, the numbers are starting to come in for the weekend movies. Who's number one? We get the scoop from Associated Press reporter Margie Zaraletta.
Something wrong with the school.
The Nun 2 was the top draw for North American theaters this weekend, bringing in $32.6 million, according to studio estimates. It's the ninth movie in what's considered the Conjuring universe. Last week's champ, The Equalizer 3, drops to second place. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 debuts at number 3. The Indian revenge thriller Jivan, which was released in three languages, comes in at number 4. Barbie is 5th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.